Welcome back to the Self-Care Bestie podcast. I'm your host, Kathleen Burse, LCSW, and today we're going to be talking about what you should know before you start anxiety medication. So many of my clients and friends remain undecided about whether or not they should take anxiety medication, and I totally get it. It's a big decision. And I even remember feeling a little unsure about starting medication for my PMDD, premenstrual dysphoric disorder, way back in the day. It's totally normal to hesitate when you're thinking about putting psychotropic drugs in your body. Trust me, I totally get it. So I really also want to clarify before we get too far that this episode is in no way taking the place of meeting with a therapist or doctor or psychiatrist in your area. I can't help you make the decision whether or not you should take medication for your anxiety, but I can just tell you that your treatment team in your own area can do that for you. What I can do is give you a few things to consider to help make those meetings a little more efficient. So I can help you think things through a bit ahead of meeting with your therapist or doctor so that you feel you're making an informed decision that is 100% in your best interest. So let's get right down to it. Now, first of all, taking anxiety medication does not mean anything about you. And I wanted to start with this one because it is so near and dear to my heart. So many of my clients, especially parents of my teenage clients, are quick to ascribe meaning to a beginning of medication for anxiety. So they just really feel like they're wary of medication for themselves or their child because the story they're telling themselves about medication is, I'm a failure, or it means I'm a bad mom, or I should be able to handle this without taking drugs, or I'm going to be dependent on drugs, or our family doesn't do that, or it will change my personality. And those thoughts and feelings mostly have to do with the stigma associated with anxiety, medication, and mental health issues in general. And although we've made major progress in this area, by and large, I think people still feel that taking medication means something about them beyond the fact that they're trying a new and healthy way to cope. So I would actually argue that self-medicating for anxiety by over or under eating, alcohol consumption, working too much, working out too much, gambling, or other habit-forming coping skills are way more harmful than taking a prescription for anxiety under a doctor's care. And yet many people choose these methods over medication, which is simply continuing in their choice to suffer through their anxiety, which leads me to point number two. Taking medication for anxiety can reduce your suffering and help you access coping skills. When someone comes to me and they are so anxious that they are suffering, I usually do advise them to see a doctor for medication evaluation. Now, what do I mean by suffering? What I mean is if someone's telling me their struggles of late and I sense that they feel so overwhelmed that they couldn't possibly access the coping skills I would recommend to them, that's a good time to see a doctor. My friends, it's 2020. If I'm trying to get someone to engage in cognitive behavioral therapy, and that I believe is the best medication, that's non-medication intervention for anxiety, but they simply can't do it because their anxious thoughts are so out of control, then for me to keep suggesting the same coping skills over and over would be foolish and not helpful. Anxiety medication, when properly prescribed, is meant to be taken for a short time to help someone access therapeutic coping skills that, once learned, will last a lifetime. And this is also reason number 1 jillion that I recommend that anyone taking any type of medication for anxiety also see a therapist regularly. Medicine is not a cure-all easy button. I mean, it would be great if it was, but it's not. And I look at medicine as one coping skill of many that a client can put in their toolbox. Okay, so the next point I want to make is that taking medication for anxiety is not a life sentence. Now that said, most anxiety meds aren't meant to be taken forever. This is why it's imperative you take psychotropic medication under a doctor's care, preferably a psychiatrist, as they are specifically trained in the nuance of each type of psychotropic medication, which is very, very helpful since there are so many to choose from these days. For most people, cognitive behavioral therapy, mindfulness, and other modalities of treatment work even better than anxiety medication, which is why I created my course, Fear Less, to teach the same anxiety-reducing skills I use with clients in my office. These are the tried and true and evidence-based techniques that therapists rely on time and time again to help their clients reduce anxiety and increase their peace. So if you're worried about trying medication, just remember, you likely won't be taking it forever. You'll work with your doctor and therapist over time to decide when and if you should lower your dose or come off of your medication altogether. Now, it's also important to note that there is no one-size-fits-all right medication for everyone. So this probably goes without saying, but I like to dot my I's and cross my T's. Just because your Aunt Bertha loves Lexapro doesn't mean it's right for you. Just because your husband has seen amazing results from Zoloft doesn't mean you will too. So try to let go of any preconceived notions that you may have about certain medications and trust your treatment team to get it right for you. And the last point I want to make is that there are always ways to deal with anxiety without medication should you decide it's not right for you. As I mentioned before, it's worth stating this again though, medication for anxiety is not the right choice for everyone. I firmly believe that most anxiety can be dealt with using cognitive behavioral therapy, dialectical behavior therapy, and mindfulness techniques. So don't feel pressured to either take medication or shy away from medication. You're in control of your mental health, and whatever you choose is okay. So I hope that helps you, my friends. I'm here for you if you have any questions or concerns, so don't hesitate to reach out. And if you would like more free resources on anxiety and coping with anxiety, visit my website, selfcarebestie.com, and visit the freebies tab. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you soon.